I am very excited to welcome in studio this morning Owen Weaver, who is running for Connecticut's 14th State Senate District seat. Currently, that would be Senator Maroney right now, I believe, sitting in that seat, representing Milford, Orange, parts of West Haven, and a little sliver of Woodbridge. Thank you for being in studio, Owen. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
How are you feeling? You're like on the other side now because he's an attorney. So he's used to doing all the hard hitting questions. But
right,
now you're on the other side today.
Yeah, no, this is a unique experience. I'm usually taking a deposition, asking the questions. I'm not usually a witness, which is not a good thing for an attorney if you're a witness in your own case.
That's fair. So, no, this is a good one, though, because you've been a witness to your own life for many, many years, I would think. Joking, obviously. You
right.
know yourself better than anybody. But tell us a little bit about your background and why you want to move into politics.
Sure. Yeah, great question. So background-wise, you know, if you ask that question of other people, you might get a lot of different answers because I wear a lot of hats these days. But I grew up in Orange. Went to Amity. My parents still live in the same house that I grew up in.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I have extended family in Milford who are still there, so I have close ties to the district. I went out to Pennsylvania for undergrad, met my wife there. We both went to Boston for graduate. She got her PhD in molecular cell biology from BU, so she's the brains of the operation, not me. That's way over my head. And I got my law degree up in Boston, and we somehow found ourselves in New Jersey afterwards. I got a clerkship right out of law school and spent the first 10 years of my private practice in Jersey. And then we decided to, I had an opportunity to come back home, and we decided to move back to Orange to raise my then two sons. We have a third son now, my poor wife. My house is crazy.
She's the queen of the castle, though.
Yes.
I get that. I'm also the queen of my castle, so I get it. I get it. It's not so bad.
Right, yeah. So we came back to Orange because I wanted my boys to experience the great community that Orange has built and the fantastic school system that I benefited from. So that's how we came back to Orange, and that's kind of my motivating factor to getting into the race now. I'm concerned that the state is heading in the wrong direction, and that what Orange and the neighboring communities have built is in jeopardy because the state is increasingly unaffordable. You have cost of living increasing. You have property taxes and energy bills going up. The daily cost of life necessities is becoming out of hand. I cringe when I have to go to Costco to buy organ milk because that's all my boys drink. And I cringe when I have to look at my credit card statement because the number is more and more. So it's becoming increasingly difficult for working families and seniors to stay here. So, you know, my motivation to get into the race is my family and my neighbors, and to make sure that we have a prosperous future for them that I felt like I had growing up. So that's the motivation. So that, you know, that's the first hat. The second hat I wear is I'm a partner with the law firm of Zabel Schellenberg. We're a small firm. We general practice, do land use and litigation and some employment. But we also we represent a lot of municipalities. So I'm the current town attorney for Orange. I'm an assistant town attorney for Greenwich. My partner is the town attorney there. I'm also a special counsel for Naugatuck and Bethel, and we do some work for some other municipalities. So I've represented towns across the state, down from the Gold Coast all the way out to like East Haddam, in the middle of the sticks,
wow,
so to speak.
Yeah.
So, that's the second hat. And then the third hat that I wear is I'm a volunteer and a coach. I coach my oldest son's third grade lacrosse team. I also serve as the president of the board of directors for that program, Amity Youth Lacrosse. And somehow I got finagled into being on the board for a couple other organizations.
That always happens, right?
I enjoy it.
Not busy enough.
Right. The Amity Chamber, Orange Economic Development Corp, and the Connecticut Association of Municipal Attorneys. So I enjoy it. I like giving back, but it's right. Like I said, I wear a lot of different hats, so you get a different answer who you talk to.
Yeah, no question. Well, in looking at, I'm going to call it the fourth hat potentially, which would be politician. What do you think of what's happening currently in Hartford during this legislative session? You know, there's been a lot of moving parts. Affordability is the focus, regardless of where the political spectrum is, both Republican and Democratic. Lawmakers want to focus on affordability. It's just the way that they're attacking it is different. What do you think with what has happened so far in this session, and you know, how would you want to change sort of the culture up there?
Right. Great question. I think Hartford has been out of balance for a very long time. You have a supermajority that doesn't take into account the minority party's views, and it's resulted in legislation that I think lacks common sense. It's not practical. It's not taking into account municipal needs and the voices of the constituents. So I think we need a rebalancing. We need a reset in Hartford. We need leaders up there who are going to listen to the constituents and act in the best interest of their constituents, and just, you know, really importantly, try and work across party lines to come up with common sense solutions that will have a long-term impact on the state, not a short-term, you know, rebate of a $300 or $400 that may or may not help residents now, but may not be their next budget cycle, so to speak. So,
what would you say is missing right now? And again, I know, I don't actually know yet if he's running for re-election, but I know Senator Maroney has had this seat for a bit. And where do you think, maybe not him as a person, but where do you feel the representation for, you know, Orange and Milford, they're missing the mark at the state level?
Right. I think the state totally disregards municipal concerns. I mean, take, for example, the housing developer bill that was passed last year, which is a massive piece of legislation that I've unfortunately had to read because I have to counsel Orange on how to comply with it. And don't get me wrong, I'm not against affordable housing, but that is a piece of legislation that is top-down state mandate that is stripping local control over zoning, which is just a key government function that citizens should have a say in. You know, how is their community going to look? How is it going to be developed? It's just so critical at the local level. So I think the legislature missed the mark there. And if I could give a comparison to help emphasize my point, there's another piece of legislation out there that's pretty controversial, but the automated traffic camera safety program.
Yep.
I think that was enacted in 2023, if I'm not mistaken. There's pros and cons to that.
You're talking the red light cameras.
Yes.
Yep,
and
sure.
The speeding cameras,
yep,
right?
Yep.
There's pros and cons to whether or not you want cameras.
Orange
your...
is tackling that right now, right?
Exactly.
Yes, yeah.
But how the legislature went about that, I think, is the right way. It's not a state mandate coming down from Hartford saying mm-hmm. every municipality has to have these. And you're correct. Orange is, there's a couple steps to enacting the cameras, and Orange is a couple steps in, but it's a local option. You know, or you have the enabling statute requires towns to first adopt an ordinance, and that requires public participation. And then if that passes, then you have to have a comprehensive safety plan that the public has to weigh in on at a public hearing. So it's a local option, giving the voters, you know, direct say as to whether or not they want that. So whether or not you think the cameras are good or not, you get a say, as opposed to Hartford saying you have to have these cameras.
Mm.
And, you know, Orange is in the process. Greenwich, that we also represent, has adopted it and has implemented it. But there's other towns that I know that have decided they don't want it.
Milford just got approved in fall of 2025.
Right. Milford is one of, I'll call it like a dozen towns that
yes.
have gotten approved by DOT at this point.
So. Yeah, you're right on the mark.
Right.
You sound like an attorney.
unfortunately. Right.
I tell you, I'm going to miss the mark coming back on. I'm talking to Owen all about, you know, sports, obviously, because I'm like, oh, you've got boys, I've got a boy. And, you know, inevitably we talk about sports, but we'll get back to obviously
right.
talking about your run again for the 14th State Senate District C, representing Milford, Orange, parts of West Haven and Woodbridge. So you talked about before we had the break, you were, you know, discussing obviously some of the things that you see are the, you know, the just not balanced, if you will, politics up in Hartford, how expensive things have gotten,
right.
And just the way that we legislate, because I thought there was a good compare and contrast there that you said, you know, the housing bill that passed in an emergency session, special session in the fall,
right.
Versus what it had passed, you know, logically, if you will, and very thoughtfully, which was the red light cameras. I thought that was a really good comparison. What do you think about how we're handling businesses? And I uniquely ask you this because I think about Orange, and I don't know if you're for or against it, but I think about the fact that not once but twice now we have seen a major, I think, Connecticut-based company want to move to Orange, Stu Leonard's,
right.
And it hasn't happened. And now a second attempt at that, it hasn't happened. Now, I don't know if he'll go to Milford. I've talked to Stu a bunch of times. He can't really say. But the reason I bring this up is because we just saw now two professional sports teams in Connecticut
right.
leave for different markets, specifically the Connecticut Sun. And only because I know you're running as a Republican, I saw Erin Stewart, who's running for governor. She was highlighting the fact that we just kind of have this impression in Connecticut, like, well, we tried. Oh, well, sorry, another loss. How do you attack, if you were to be elected a senator, how would you attack Connecticut doing more for the business sector and thoughtfully keeping good companies or good business prospects in our state, or even just building opportunity for that?
Right. Yeah, great question. I mean, we need a platform that promotes business growth. We need to make a tax scheme that's more streamlined and not as complex. And we need to reduce regulations that are hindering companies coming in and hiring, you know, employees. So, you know, whether that is, you know, an overhaul or tweaks remains to be seen. But, you know, where Connecticut is so positioned that we should be able to attract businesses, you know, sandwiched between New York and Boston. We have a great university system here. We have a great workforce, tremendous, you know, families and hardworking people. There's no reason why we can't have, you know, an explosion in the biotech industry, so to speak, or even tourism, right? You know, one example is the meal tax that was passed a couple of years ago. That was supposed to be remitted back to the town so that we could promote tourism. And, you know, look, West Haven and Milford have great shorelines, and we could be doing a lot more there to attract businesses and out-of-state, people to come in and spend money here. So, you know, when you make a business-friendly environment that will grow revenue, it'll bring more jobs in, and everyone will prosper. So that's how I think I would look to try and tackle that issue.
Yeah, I was going to say, Scott Dolch has been on the show with the Connecticut Restaurant Association countless times. And, you know, and the former chief marketing operator for, he's no longer with them, but Anthony, consecutively saw year after year that the tourism budget shrunk. And what's interesting about that, to your point, is, you know, you're talking about taking a 1% tax and giving it back to tourism and hospitality, and that has failed every single year.
Right.
That it's not a thing. And it's so funny to me because we just kind of put that into the general fund.
Exactly.
And yeah. Again, it's Hartford deciding what do you do with that money versus actually bringing it back to the local municipalities and letting them actually highlight that and maybe attract business or maybe attract people to move there, visit there, so on and so forth.
Yeah, exactly. It's your money. But, you know, I worked for somebody who used to tell clients, I don't make your money and I don't spend your money. You tell me what to do. And that's, you know, kind of my mantra. It's the voters' money. It's the voters' decision how they want their communities to be run, and let the local, you know, voters decide. You know, obviously, there's a role for the state in certain issues, but when it's possible, I think it's best to localize issues, because that's where you get the most accountability, the most visibility, and the most cooperation.
And my last thing for you, Owen, is we have a real issue, I think, across the country, but I always focus on Connecticut. That's my thing.
Sure.
We have a hard time, I would say, showing up to the polls, but also people not just picking the name that's familiar to them. As I mentioned, I don't know if he's running again. He hasn't said publicly, but the seat that you would like has a name that is familiar to people. How do you differentiate yourself and stand out to voters?
Right. Great question. You know, if anything, I'd like, you know, the listeners today and the voters to learn during this campaign season that I'm a hard worker, that I have, you know, through my professional career, I have worked with mayors and first selectmen and chief executives on both sides of the aisle. You know, when I was in Jersey, my firm, the managing partner was best friends with Chris Christie. So we represented Republican municipalities. And the next senior partner was best friends and treasurer for Senator Cory Booker. So we represented Democrat municipalities. And I've been doing the same thing up here in Connecticut. On a daily basis, I work with Republicans, Democrats, and independents to get things done, because municipalities have a new issue every day. It's one of the reasons why I like representing towns. So I strive to try and bring people together and to find common sense solutions to problems. And, you know, if elected, if I'm fortunate enough to win the seat, that's the mentality I would bring to Hartford. I would try and bring common sense, practical solutions to Connecticut's problems.
Oh, and I want to thank you so much for coming in and, again, running for Connecticut's 14th State Senate District seat, representing Milford, Orange, parts of West Haven and Woodbridge. And I'm sure we will talk again before the election in November. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. And if you want to contact Owen, learn more about him, we will obviously put that information on our website, voiceofct.com, with his podcast under Melissa in the Morning.